Welcome to Healing Hearts, empowering critical care providers. The information provided in this podcast is general in nature. This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Complete information regarding the podcast, including its limitations on usage, is available under the episode description.
Hello, everyone. My name is David Husky. I am the Thrive Program Manager. Howie's being a little shy today and is declining the opportunity to speak on the podcast himself, but did want me to relay to you one of his Howie habits, that he is not a Swiftie, but he has learned the power of shaking it off. And so one of the things that's part of Howie's training is he absorbs other people's emotions and stress. And so when he willingly engages with you, he intentionally absorbs and tries to lessen your burden, to take some of your stress away. That's part of what we all do as healthcare providers. Take other people's stress, take it off of them and absorb it into our own being. But then what do we do with that stress? You guys don't see it very often, but when Howie finishes an engagement or encounter with an individual or a group of people, when we get around the corner and nobody else is looking, Howie will stop and do this full body shake from head to toe. And what he's doing is he's shaking off what he has absorbed through that encounter. And it's his own kind of emotional reset. And then when he's done shaking it off, then now he's ready to go. Let's go have another encounter. Let's go meet some more friends. Let's go visit, you know, another team station. The only way he can do that is by having those little reset moments between different experiences. It's been a really valuable lesson to me. I call it get off stage. I have to find those moments where I can get off stage and take a deep breath and do my own reset. Now, I can't do a full body. I would hurt myself trying to do a full body shake. He's taught me to find my own way to do that 30-second reset, 1 minute reset, and take a deep breath. Again, do that emotional reset. And now I'm ready to go engage fully in the next encounter.
Well, and there's a ton of science behind that. You know, physically, like you have to basically regulate your nervous system, because you get, when you get stressed or you're taking on someone else's stress, your nervous system upregulates. You go into that fight or flight mode. So that's why, like, doing something like shaking it off literally will kind of help reset. For us, that might look like taking a deep breath if that's all the time we have, or going for a walk, or even just working out to kind of work through some of those stress hormones that are released, all that cortisol. Kind of, they call it completing the stress cycle is essentially what it's doing. So that way you can go back and, yeah, get back to what you're doing or kind of take on the next challenge.
Yeah, physically, I think one of the quickest ways to do that I've heard is by either crying, because you're releasing it, or like I've heard to tense all of your muscles at one time, and then you can like shift your body out of your sympathetic response, and so you can tense all of your muscles and then release them. And sometimes like that connection of someone else, giving someone else a hug, if that feels comfortable to you, then your body's knowing I'm safe. I'm not in this stress response. I'm, because you're connecting with someone. And then even just say you need to walk away and go get coffee or get something from Scooters. Treating that other person and having a connection with them, then once again, you're telling your body you're safe. You don't need to be in stress mode. If you can just smile at someone or create a quick social connection, then your body learns that it's safe and able to move on.
I guess I would say from the financial perspective, too many times I think we almost become martyrs for every poor decision that we deem as poor. It's like it's a new weight. Okay, we're just going to stay here. And so, you know, Howie intentionally shaking off every situation, you might have just made a good financial decision, you might have made a poor one, but the idea that you can get up and move on and make a different one, I think is very empowering to note that whatever has just happened, you're not stuck there. Maybe you did make one. Maybe it's one we need to find a way to get out of or do something different. But the other day I was reading this book on financial counseling, and they were talking about one big thing they always tell people when it comes to making decisions is don't make decisions when you are halt. Don't make financial decisions when you are hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, because you are likely to potentially make a poor decision simply because of the emotional response. So recognizing where you are, like, maybe I should just go home or go for a walk or go hug a friend because it's going to make me feel better.
Mm-hmm. So don't buy things in the middle of the night when you're feeding your baby.
That Rebecca, might be tough.
Yeah. We could do a whole hour on emotions and money and the interconnectedness of emotions and money.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's a huge thing to say for you have to fill up your own cup before you can pour into others. So by having that ability to shake it off and move on, then you're kind of like, okay, I'm ready to go help the next person versus just holding it all inside of you. Because then you're already at your max. You can't help anybody. You can't help anybody here within the hospital, and you can't help anybody out in your community. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a big thing to say for having that ability or knowing how to kind of reset yourself.
So here's my challenge to everyone.
You mean Howie's challenge.
Yes, Howie's challenge. Give yourself permission to reset multiple times throughout the day.
Thanks for listening to Healing Hearts, Empowering Critical Care Providers.